This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Richard Battle joining us now. Richard, how are you today, sir?
John, we're doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having us again.
All right, and as I announced here, actually promoted this for today, you've got a brand new book out, The Unopened Present, which we're going to talk about. I've actually got your little video that goes along with it. Would you want to explain it? You want me to play it? How do you want to do this, Richard?
Why don't you play the video first, and then we can go into the other.
All right, let me just hit the play button. Here we go.
Hi, Richard Battle, holding my 10th book, The Unopened Present. Every book I've written has been special and had its own story, but this volume is very personal to me. When my son was 6 months old, I wondered what would happen if I didn't survive to teach him the eternal truths and life lessons that are so important today. So I wrote him a letter and outlined 43 of those lessons. Unfortunately, he passed away 3 months later. I was encouraged to take that letter and expand on each of those points and write what became The Unopened Present. My son did not get to read and open his present, but I hope this volume will be a present for you, and I hope it will benefit you all of your present days for you and your family.
There you have it, Richard. And by the way, it's available now. You can buy it, order it, whatever you want to do on Amazon. So, Richard, number one, thanks for writing that. Not only your 10th book, but I would say probably one of the dearest books, or endearing books, maybe is the best way for me to say that.
Well, I appreciate it very much, and it honors my son's life and expands the impact of his life long after he left this world. And so if any benefit anybody gets out of it, it honors me because it honors him.
So your objectives in this book were, of course, to inspire parents and train children at the same time, which we're not going to get off on a lot of other tangents and things that are going on in the world today, but maybe later we'll do that here in the coming weeks, Richard. But if there was ever a time to inspire parents and then train children, it's now.
Well, yes, and we talked before about how important it is to pass faith along generation by generation and to pass along patriotism generation by generation. But I think we need to pass parenting skills along generation to generation, because it's too easy for us to just think and assume that our kids will pick up and learn the things that we know because that's the way we were raised. And if we don't proactively...
You have to be purposeful in that, Richard, as you know.
Yes. And so a lot of people don't think of it. And I was a little older when I became a father the first time, and so that's why I thought of it. And most younger parents are so busy trying to make a living and make ends meet and take care of everything, they don't really have time to think about the longer-term implications a lot of times. And that's why I hope this will be a good gift for parents. I think it's a great Father's Day gift. I think it's a good gift for kids because it's filled with these 43 principles, but there's quotes on each one of them, there's examples, there's a scripture, because it's all based on Judeo-Christian values. Traditional values, there's nothing woke in it at all. So I think people will find it helpful as they look at raising their families and come up with their own things that they want to make sure they teach.
And again, thank you for sending me a copy. I appreciate it very much. It was there waiting for me when I got back from vacation. So thank you. I was able to, you know, really not read it, but scan through it and kind of see what's in there. And you have described it very well, by the way. And for those of you listening, great book. In fact, all of Richard's writings are fantastic. Easy to read, by the way. They're intellectual, Richard, but they're written in a way that a common man, and I hope I'm saying that correctly. I mean, they're written in a way to where, for example, I always loved reading Chuck Swindoll's writings, you know, back in the day when he was alive, and there's many books. I still have a lot of his, and he was a similar writer, if you ask me, where he would write in a way where anybody reading it could understand. And by the way, not saying that all books are not readable. I want to be careful in how I say that, but you know what I mean by that. There are books that are very easy to read versus others, and you do that.
Well, thank you, and I'm very honored to be compared to Chuck Swindoll, for sure. And that's my objective. I want somebody to be able to pick it up, and really, this volume, somebody from 10 or 12 years old and up could read it, I believe. And I want everyone to be able to pick it up and understand it, because that's what's important. I don't like writing for academics or scientists or people like that. To me, it's the everyday person that I want to hopefully touch and give them ideas that will help their lives.
Well, and again, I appreciate that very much. What do you feel are the biggest takeaways that somebody will you know, they read through this and they'll have different inspirations and things that'll be along the way, but what do you feel will be some of their biggest takeaways?
Well, I think that, one, I hope it will inspire people to utilize these lessons with their family, and two, to come up with their own list of ideas and things that they want to make sure their family knows. I have property I inherited my great-great-grandfather bought in 1854, and him, for example, I have one picture of him. I have no idea of what he thought or believed and why. And so parents writing things down like this and communicating to their children will impact people, as we've talked about, 100 years and more down the road. Every day we do something that's going to impact 100 years from now. The question is, what will we do? And the other example of not knowing where the impact, there was a 4-minute radio segment that inspired this book last year around the Father's Day week, inadvertently. And so we never know when we're speaking with someone, whether by book or in a conversation, when we may say or communicate something that may change someone's lives. And I think we underestimate our ability to do that. Not that we have to always look for it, but that opportunity is always there.
Good point. Parents today, which, by the way, and I think your book will do a good job of this, need to be reminded that they are a parent. Yes, we can be close to our kids, and I believe we should be. And yes, we can be a friend. How should I say this in the right manner, Richard? We can be a friend to our kids when it's appropriate, especially as they get later on in life and they start to become adults and they start doing, you know, more adult things, and they're looking at, hey, I need to buy this house versus that house, Dad. What do you suggest? So on and so forth. Yes, we can be advisors and friends in that. Now, I will say, though, when they are growing up and they are adolescents, I'm just going to say it straight up, Richard. The last thing we need to be is their friend. We need to be their parent.
Well, absolutely, and the way I think it's important to say it is, the kids have to learn where they fit in the family.
Yeah.
The family doesn't bend over, if you will, to placate the kids, and that's one of the problems we have in the corporate world now.
Yes,
is that's what the millennials
agree.
Did. They convinced the corporate world to treat them differently versus forcing the millennials to come in and adapt to the corporations, and we're suffering and will for a good while, and I've seen it over and over again. As well with parents, when the kids will push the envelope and the borders, as you well know, as far as they can, and if the parents don't stop them, they'll continue where they basically enslave the parents. And so what you talked about getting kids friendship and things like that, that comes after they have complied
with
the instructions and rules that have been set down, how they fit in with the family.
And I am not comparing kids to animals or dogs in particular by any means, but there is a good comparison here, Richard. When you have especially a puppy, And it doesn't really matter because every dog comes from a pack and that pack mentality. And every dog's desire, for the most part, especially the males, they want to be the quote-unquote alpha dog. And unless you're raising them correctly and teach them, to your point earlier, where their place in the family is, they will rule over the family and you'll be at their beck and call versus the other way around. And no offense, Richard, kids can do the exact same thing.
Well, that's exactly correct. And we've talked before about how kids wanted freedom and how they wanted to do what they wanted to do when they wanted to do it. One of the 43 points, and I know we won't hit hardly any of them, but it was every time I left the house when my son was his youngest, he never made it to a year, but every time I'd leave the house, I would tell him, take love and take care of your mother.
Mm.
And I knew as an infant, he couldn't really understand what I was saying, but I wanted to have a habit.
Mm.
And I wanted him to know that that was a part of his responsibility of being a responsible person to the greater family.
Yeah.
And then I did the same thing with my daughter later. In other words, it wasn't mother's responsibility, although it was, but I wanted the child to know their responsibility every time I left them in charge, if you will.
That's awesome. We got time for one more. Pick something else out and share with us what's in there.
Well, there's several things that people will say about behavior, gratitude, humble, sincerity, things like that. But one that they may not really think about is I talk about humor and the importance of having a sense of humor because things are never as bad as they may appear most of the time, and a sense of humor will lighten most situations. And I say that because today we've lost a lot of our ability to have a sense of humor because people get offended so easily.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that increases our stress.
Agree.
To go to your previous guest's comments, the doctor adding stress, I think that adds stress, and humor relieves stress.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
And so I think having a good sense of humor is very important and lightens the book up as well.
A great quote, by the way, from Anne Graham Lotz. She's a speaker, author of over 20 books. The Unopened Present is a rich treasure chest of practical biblical wisdom. The brief, easy-to-read lessons are relevant to all who seek to live life well. And as I scan through the book and just knowing you like I know you, Richard, I think those are very wise words.
Well, I appreciate it. And for those who don't know, that's Billy Graham's daughter, who I was privileged to be able to work with on a prayer breakfast a couple of years ago. And so those words have even additional meaning because of her expertise and stature.
That's awesome. Richard, again, I always enjoy having you. For those of you listening, and again, if you're looking for, I said this before, but there's still going to be for a lot of you different graduations you may attend, open houses, things along those lines. You may be thinking about, hey, what kind of a gift can I give? Any of these books, by the way, would be a great gift. And I will say, and I'm trying to be cheesy here, Richard, but these are the kind of gifts that just keep on giving. So if somebody's looking for the right graduation gift, all they need to do is go to richardbattle.com and pick any one of the 10 books, or multiples, by the way, and that would work great.
Well, yes, and don't forget Father's Day. And if you're
a grandparent,
this is a great gift for your son or daughter, for them raising your grandchildren, or if your grandchildren are old enough for them. And so there's a great opportunity, I think, in a lot of substantiating material and an easy read.
Richard, as always, appreciate you very much, sir.
My pleasure. God bless America.
God bless you, Richard. Have a great evening. And again, folks, his books, easy to read, very heartfelt. And again, you will not be disappointed in any of those that you would either buy for yourself or even have for a gift for someone that, whether it be Father's Day or graduation, open houses, things like that as well. Roof Savers of Colorado. I talked about Dave Hart earlier, by the way, at 3 o'clock. And a lot of you may have experienced and or are experiencing issues with your roof. Hail damage, things along those lines. If you need an inspection or you think there's something going on, you even have some sort of damage, Dave is more than willing to help you with that and walk you through the process with your insurance company. Do not call them first. Call him instead. 303-710-6916.
Summer hailstorms have returned with a bang, leaving roofs across the Front Range in need of repair or replacement. You need to know what options will be best for your home.
Here at Roof Savers Colorado, we pride ourselves in helping homeowners maintain their roofs through hail or shine. We work with any insurance company to get your damaged roof the replacement it needs. However, if you are looking to get more life out of your current roof, we also offer a 100% plant-based rejuvenation treatment that gives new roof performance without all the new roof costs.
With over 20 plus years of roofing experience, we believe in helping you determine the right solution for your situation and through every season. If you think your roof has been a victim of hail, contact us to set up your free inspection and receive an honest evaluation about the condition of your roof.
Call today at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916. Or go to roofsaversco.com to keep a durable roof over your head.
All right. Affordable interest mortgage. Kurt Rogers. And some of you may be thinking, gosh, what can I do when it comes to a mortgage right now? Are there any deals? What if I'm a first-time home buyer? You name it. Kurt can help you with everything in regards to that. And I was just thinking, too, those of you that are self-employed, Kurt specializes in self-employed individuals. So if that's you, give Kurt a call. 720-895-0500.
With everyone wanting more of your money, from eggs to gas to taxes, how do you keep more of what you've earned? Call 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we can show you how to pay less interest on your home, have access to your equity for 30 years, and be prepared for unexpected expenses or emergencies. The market has changed. You now have more buying authority, whether you want to purchase with a rate in the threes on a 3-2-1 buy-down, or refinance and pay less interest on your home faster with the Asset Manager Mortgage. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, where we've been serving Coloradans for over 20 years. Government agencies continue to raise the cost of financing, whether to purchase or refinance. Let us show you how not to pay these increased fees with loan programs designed to pay less interest and put you in control of your equity. If you want to purchase a home with the rates in the threes, or you want to have access to your equity, call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. In these difficult times, you can still save. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. And MLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
All right, Premier Home Remodels, 10% off right now. And again, they will help you from beginning to end. Literally, the whole process, including the design side of it. 10% off right now, as I said earlier. Again, Premier Home Remodels. Find them at klzradio.com.
Premier Home Remodels affords you the ability to remain in the home you love by turning your current home into your dream home. Premier knows your home is your biggest investment, and they want you to benefit from the equity and smart decision you made when you purchased it. As inflation rises, the cost for material and labor rise too. The value of your home will be retained and even grow if you act now to make improvements you need before remodeling prices get out of hand. Premier knows that waiting to remodel means you won't be able to meet the ever-changing needs of your family. Whether you need more interior living space, a mother-in-law suite, or beautiful outdoor living area, Premier can create these for you at today's prices, before inflation cuts into your budget anymore. Take advantage of the growing value of the Colorado housing market by making a smart investment in your home today. Receive 10% off your remodel this month with Premier. Go to klzradio.com/remodel and let Premier turn your home into the ideal home for you.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Wanted to squeeze something in that for a lot of folks, you're probably going to think, this is a lot to do about nothing. Who really cares? Well, actually, probably more of you than you think, especially folks that do anything outdoors, hunting, fishing, hiking, could be your snowmobiling, could be you're doing any sorts of things. Now, snowmobiling, maybe not so much, because this particular legislation that has been introduced by Colorado Representative Brandi Bradley. I've talked about her before, by the way. She's a Republican. And actually, I like her. I like a lot of the things that she's been putting out when it comes to common sense legislation. I did not know this was an issue until reading an article of late. And there's a couple of different articles on this. She is introducing corner crossing property legislation. Now, some of you are saying, what in the world, John, are you talking about? So what I'm going to talk about is you take four different properties that intersect in one point, like the four corners in our state, where you can literally walk from Colorado to New Mexico. You get the drift. Okay? The four corners. Well, there are pieces of state and or federal land that you can be on that intersect in a corner with potentially two other pieces of private property. So think of the four corners, and you're going to walk at the diagonal point of the federal land, and the other federal land is right across on the other side with exactly the same point pointing at it. But to get there, you have to walk over the other two points that intersect that are private land. Believe it or not, there have been lawsuits against individuals from private property landowners for crossing over the airspace of their corner as you go to the other corner of the federal land or state land you're crossing into. So what Representative Bradley wants to do is create legislation in Colorado that would allow that and stop these stupid lawsuits where private property owners will sue hunters, for example. They will sue them for trespassing because they have walked over that private land to get from one piece of land to the other. And I know it doesn't make any sense, but yes, that's what she's introducing. And I've got a special guest joining us in a moment. I just thought you'd find that interesting. I can get back into more details of that. And a lot of you are going to think, who cares? Well, I think for a lot of people, you might be surprised how many people actually care, especially if you're that individual that has walked over that private property, getting to one corner to another, and then have a huge lawsuit on your hands because you did so. She's trying to eliminate that, and I congratulate her for doing so. Bruce Simmons is next. He is our reverse mortgage professor. And again, anything you need when it comes to reverse mortgage, he can explain everything to you with your specific situation. 303-467-7821.
A reverse mortgage is not the impossibility you once thought, if you're properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage expert, Bruce Simmons, can uniquely provide the expertise and advice that you need to eliminate your mortgage payment and do what you've always doubted could be done, give you more cash flow. Of course, you still need to pay your own property taxes and insurance, but eliminating your principal and interest payment will allow you to live a more financially comfortable lifestyle in your retirement. By calling Bruce to help you get this going now, you can move forward before additional rate increases take effect, and he can always help you go back and get more money when interest rates start to ease. Don't assume. Call the expert we trust for real and honest advice about your reverse mortgage. Call Bruce Simmons today at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Golden Eagle Financial. Al Smith wants to help you with your future financial, not only needs, but how you get there, how you stay there, and how you make your money work effectively for you, especially in retirement. He'll help you with that. 303-744-1128.
Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial is the coach you must have to prepare your retirement for any contingency. For more than 30 years, Al has seen retirement plans interrupted by the need for long-term care, sudden unexpected emergencies, divorce, or many other things that can stop you from enjoying your retirement. Al Smith knows that there's a 50% chance that you'll need long-term care at some point during your retirement, and a 25% chance that the care will be for longer than a year and a half. These statistics are why Al works so hard to make sure that you're prepared for whatever comes your way. Al also knows that people often don't consider these events until it's too late to overcome them. Be informed and prepared for a successful, enjoyable retirement. Use Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Don't wait any longer. Schedule a short introduction at klzradio.com/money to strategize your retirement dream. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, Geno's Auto Service, and that's Geno's spelled with a J, J-E-N-O-S. Geno'sAutoService.com is the website, and again, they'll help you with any vehicle need that you have. And you can find them also. I always give you their phone number. You can go to RushToReason.com and find them there, or call 303-794-6700.
Geno's Auto Service in Littleton is celebrating 40 years in business. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa card with a qualifying NAPA brake purchase of $250 or more. Have you had your brakes checked recently? At Geno's, we recommend checking them every 5,000 miles. Stop in this month and we'll check your brakes for free. Should you need brakes, now is the time to take advantage of Gino's anniversary NAPA brake special. For 40 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, we back up our work with NAPA's nationwide, peace of mind, 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't forget to check out all our Gino's Google reviews for a good snapshot of our business. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
All right, we are back. Scott Angell joining us now. Scott, welcome back. It's always great to have you and appreciate all that you do for us. You've got a long list of things that you've done for us, but currently you are the USA Energy Workers founder. So again, thank you for all that you've done in the past and for continuing to do what you do.
Thank you, John. Good afternoon to you. It's always good to join your show and speak to the great people in your area. And how about those Nuggets? Game time tonight.
We got to win another one tonight.
Absolutely. You know, and John, when we say how about those Nuggets, I also say how about our nation's energy policy,
yeah,
right? Unnecessarily driving up energy costs.
Well, and we just saw, and I know it's not necessarily in my notes, but I knew you'd be willing to talk about it. We just had the Biden moratorium, if you would, on drilling near the Navajo Nation, which, again, isn't good for America, not good for them either.
Right. I mean, I didn't see that, but clearly anytime we have moratoriums, one size fits all, that usually doesn't work. Look, the Navajo Nation depends on these resources. They want aspirational opportunities for their children. This creates opportunities for them. It's just unfortunate that we continue to take resources off the table in America. At the same time, we've gone through now a year and a half of begging OPEC to increase production. How can it be American to say no to our homegrown resources and to then ask OPEC, folks that do not share our values, Austin, to increase production? Just terrible. Look, at when it all comes down to it, we're driving up costs for consumers, for single moms, for seniors on fixed income, for businesses, all unnecessarily, John, because our, you know, when we think of it, our current energy policy is to vilify the American producer in favor of production from OPEC.
That's right. That's right. No, you're 100% correct. And we've talked about this before, we've got the ability in the United States of America to not only be energy independent, we've done it before, we could easily do it again. In fact, Scott, we can not only be independent, we could be servicing a lot of other countries at the same time.
Yeah, you know, we can take a page out of our farmers' playbook on the strength of our farmers, on their work ethic. We have fed the world, and every time we've done it, we've exported freedoms of peace and freedom of religions and freedom of democracy and freedom of assembly. We've done all those things through the strength of our farmers. We have the opportunity on the strength of our USA energy workers to not only feed the world, but we can now fuel the world. And look, you know, there's an old saying where I'm from. I suspect they have one like this in Colorado as well. You know, when we talk about begging OPEC to give us production, there's an old saying we have down here in Louisiana. You know, screw me once, it's your fault. Screw me twice, it's my fault.
Yeah.
Well, we just got screwed again by this recent announcement of Saudi production cuts.
And again, coming right as we get into the heat of the, you know, driving summer, where folks will be traveling for, you know, not only 4th of July, you know, Independence Day, but other, you know, family vacations, things along those lines as well. And Scott, we here in Colorado know that full well, because a lot of folks will come from around the country to our own Rocky Mountains. We've got national parks here, of course, and a lot of wilderness area. And people come from all over the country to come here, and they do that by driving.
Absolutely. And so while we are, you know, maybe two or three weeks away from celebrating American Independence Day, the two things we need to add to the list that we will be observing will be high inflation, high fuel costs, high food costs, and really no energy independence when you think about it. And I'm glad you brought up your national parks, because I will share with you that the Gulf of Mexico and folks who sound like me every day are doing something not only to help provide the energy for this country, but one of the things that your listeners would appreciate knowing, that through the Great American Outdoors Act, which was the greatest bipartisan legislation in over 50 years that was adopted by Congress several years ago, much of the revenue that comes from offshore energy goes to fund maintenance of our national parks. And in your listening area, we're very blessed that your listening area hosts those parks, and it is a major driver of tourism in your area. At the end, we believe that every time somebody buys a gallon of gas, we have the opportunity to service them, because one in every seven barrels of oil production comes from the Gulf of Mexico. And then we get to take the revenue mm-hmm. that our country makes from that and put it into things like national parks and national forests, so that we're connected in a lot of ways. My zip code and your zip code are connected in a lot of ways. And we, again, simply believe that while we're going through this driving season, we got this uptick in energy costs coming to a zip code near you, all in a really unforced era. I mean, it makes no sense to say no to American production while we're saying yes to OPEC production. And, well, John, look, I realize that your listening area is very, very aware and very, very environmentally conscious. I support them for that. One of the things that your listeners need to know is that, and don't take my word for it, but the Gulf of Mexico energy production has the second lowest carbon intensity production per barrel of anywhere on the planet, and among the lowest flares and vendors of methane. And again, don't take my word for it, but there was a November 2016 report that was produced by the Obama-Biden administration that said that if we were not to have lease sales in the Gulf of Mexico, emissions from substitutions would be higher due to the fact that we would have to get oil from international sources.
That's
precisely what we did in this administration. So
the other thing I don't understand, Scott, is, you know, we just got done raising the debt ceiling, and I understand, you know, why we have to do that, whether people agree or disagree. You know, it's going to happen no matter what. It did, and we're spending and adding to our debt trillions upon trillions, and maybe I'm looking at this the wrong way, but to me, the only way for us as a country to get those debts paid down, I mean, A, we got to quit spending, but on top of that, Scott, the natural resources that we have as a country and the ability to reap the profits from that, if you would, as a country, which we do, by the way, that's how it works. We have the ability to chip away at that debt with our natural resources, but when we're allowed to not tap into those, that just means we keep raising the debt ceiling over and over and over again.
And then in the meantime, asking foreign countries to give us those natural resources and doing it in a manner that is not as environmentally sustainable as us.
So, none of this makes any sense, Scott, is my point.
Yeah, right. And you're 100% right. That's why the name of your program is Rush to Reason, right? I mean, it makes you hit it's a home run for what you're talking about. And it just is very unfortunate. We would say this, John. We would say, look, I realize that, you know, there's a lot of confusion and a lot of conversation on this. We would say this. We would say it's not too late to make a course correction for putting American energy first. Let's put American energy first. Let's unleash the dedication, the inspiration, and indeed the perspiration of our USA energy workers who are ready to go to work. Let's quit vilifying American jobs. And let's go to work to reduce the cost of energy by gaining access to publicly owned resources. Rather than raising interest rates, we need to raise production.
When
we raise production, we'll lower costs.
That's right.
And we'll make it better for everybody.
You are correct.
Look, historic inflation around the corner everywhere. Just very, very unfortunate that we're in this spot. But it's not too late for course correction. We would ask your listeners to help us help them by joining us at usaenergyworkers.com. 30 seconds. Sign the petition. Add your voice to a common sense, Rush to Reason kind of voice here, where we get to unleash American workers to get the energy our folks need. Let's have a great driving season. Let's lower costs in a place that affordable. Look, you know, I would not say that we need cheap energy, but we need affordable energy. We've had six recessions from 1973 to 2019. Each one of those recessions were preceded by a spike in energy prices. Let's avoid the spike by unleashing American energy might.
Yep. You know what? Well said. Scott, as always, appreciate you joining us. It always seems like it's kind of always, you know, I get the release that you want to come on. We get you on pretty quickly. It's always, I wouldn't say last minute, but we do our best to get you right on as soon as we possibly can. And I appreciate you being able to, you know, to be able to accommodate that on kind of a last minute basis. And I really do. I mean that, sir.
Well, good. Well, look, good luck to the Nuggets tonight.
All right, man.
Let's encourage your listeners to visit us at usaenergyworkers.com. Sign the petition. Let's go. Let's get this thing going.
Awesome.
You know, good energy and affordable energy shouldn't be a partisan issue.
I agree. Scott, as always, appreciate it very much. Scott Angel, appreciate you very much, sir.
Thank you, John.
You bet. Take care, sir. And again, sign that petition, usaenergyworkers.com. I've signed it in the past, and you guys should do exactly the same thing. And you can share the link there to other individuals to get them to sign that as well. And again, I appreciate Scott joining us, and it just, to me, doesn't make any sense the way we do things. Well, that goes without saying. I'll get into more of that here as we come back. So we'll take a quick break. I know we're a little bit early. We'll take a break right now. I want to come back and talk about, we've got potentially a call coming in, but I want to talk about Mike Johnston, the new Denver city mayor, who has won that particular race. We'll talk about that as we come back as well. Hi-Fi Plumbing is next, though. Anything you need when it comes to plumbing and drainage as well. Window wells, sump pumps, you name it. They're there to help you with any plumbing issue you may have going on. Keep this number handy, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
Hi-Fi Plumbing will help you keep your basement flood-free with the right sump pump solutions. Hi-Fi can save you from water damage and costly foundation repairs. A sump pump replacement isn't an expensive fix, but putting it off can lead to more expensive repairs like flooring, walls, and mold damage. Basement flooding can also lead to eroded foundations or even cause your house to shift. With increased rainfall, sometimes it's necessary to install a second pump to handle the extra water volume. It's hard to tell if the pump is working on your own, so have High Five come out and take a look for you. As a valued KLZ listener, you'll enjoy a waived service call fee and $50 off the repair for a $100 total discount. So call High Five today at 1-877-WE-HIGH-FIVE or go to klzradio.com/plumbing to schedule your visit.
Setbacks, resolve, no need to worry at all. Call High Five for this. Call High Five for this.
Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Anything you need, again, whether it's HVAC or your electrical system, any of that they can help you with. And again, don't forget, for some of you that are thinking, hey, what about some of these brownouts, blackouts, things like that we might have, they can do generators and things like that as well. But don't forget to ask about their quiet, cool system that's on sale right now, klzradio.com.
This summer, your attic can get as hot as 150 degrees during the day, making your air conditioner work overtime to compensate. A quiet, cool attic fan from Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air keeps your home consistently cool, so you don't need to run your air conditioner all day long. In Colorado's arid climate, the temp is low at night and in the morning, and that's when your quiet, cool attic fan goes to work. It pushes the hot air out through vents in your attic and gives you a lower baseline temp to work with during sweltering summer days. This is called thermal mass cooling. When you cool the hottest parts of your home, it takes less energy from your air conditioner to cool the rest of the home consistently. Get a quiet, cool attic fan from Absolute and enjoy the best the Colorado summer have to offer and save on energy bills. Mention this ad and you'll save $300 just for being a KLZ listener. Call Absolute at 720-526-0231 or go to klzradio.com/absolute to schedule your installation.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical, Heating, and Air.
Colorado Heritage Education School System. If you're looking for an alternative next fall to what you've been through when it comes to the public school system, or I call it the public indoctrination system, visit coloradoheritage.org.
With the school year coming to a close, you're concerned your student did not receive the education they needed or what you expected. Colorado Heritage Education School System, or CHESS, passionately cares about your child's education and progress, ensuring your son or daughter learns in a positive environment. CHESS offers over 20 high school classes to homeschooling families so you can customize your student's education to their unique goals. Don't let the woke public schools take away from the experience of going to school as a kid. CHESS offers a Christian, conservative K-12 brick-and-mortar environment for learning the essentials and more. Their high school diploma program gives your student a homeschooling education with a private school degree. The dedicated staff will guide you in establishing a solid plan for graduation with their high school diploma program. Give your children the right education by going to coloradoheritage.org to schedule an interview with the principal. That's coloradoheritage.org.
Small business owners, are you aware of the Employee Retention Credit or ERC tax credit that can give you up to $26,000 back to your business? This is not a loan and not earmarked for any specific purpose. And part of the beauty of this is that you can do what you want with that money. Mark Zelenka will help you navigate through the complicated process of claiming the ERC tax credit. If your business was in operation during 2020 and 2021 and has at least five W-2 employees, you might qualify for the credit. Even if you were told that you don't qualify for the program or received a PPP loan, there's still a good chance you might be eligible for the ERC. In fact, many of Mark's current clients were initially told they didn't qualify, but they did. Do not miss out on this opportunity to save money for your business. Call Mark Zelenka now and claim your ERC tax credit. Call 303-748-8315 or go to mybusinessrefund.com.
This isn't rage radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. And as I said a few minutes ago, I would talk about Mike Johnston, the new Denver City mayor. He was elected. I think all of that went down late last night, Charlie, if I'm not mistaken. I was reading about it today. So for a lot of you that maybe don't know the whole Denver City mayor race and what was going on there and so on, which I'm one of those. I get a lot of my information from Charlie, who lives in Denver. So a lot of what I've learned about even the different candidates and stuff that were running was from Charlie. So what I did do, though, and Charlie recommended I do this, is I went to Mike's page, which a lot of you can do for yourself if you'd like, MikeJohnstonForMayor.com. Now, I think Mike, I could be wrong on this, Charlie, but I don't think I am. I think Mike's got bigger aspirations than just being Denver City Mayor. To me, this is his stepping stone, much like I think Governor Polis is a stepping stone here in Colorado to do bigger and better things. I mean, he was a representative. Thank you, Charlie. Not better. Well, in his mind, better. So, yeah, in his mind, yes. Not in ours, but in his. He was a representative. He's now governor. And yes, I think he's got aspirations to go on to be president. I also would tell you that I think Mike has similar aspirations. He's already thrown his hat in the ring. I believe Charlie, as senator in the past, didn't win, but he's had his hat in the ring. And I think that he's got aspirations to go on from Denver and do other things. In fact, he's even said that while the terms for mayor in Denver is three max, he only plans on serving two. I think his plan is to only serve two terms. That's what he's saying. To me, that means I've got other aspirations. I'm going to use this to get me to where I need to go. Now, here's what he's got on his website. Real plans for a vibrant, safe, affordable Denver meeting Denver's ambitious climate goals. Now, his goal is to eliminate greenhouse gas emissions by the year 2040. Impossible. Not going to happen. Great for the aspirations, I guess, but it's just not going to happen, folks. All these greenies that think those are great goals, they're just unattainable. These are unattainable goals. These are dreams that a lot of folks have, like, you know, someday winning the lottery, like some retiree, I think, Charlie, just won the $350 million lottery I was reading today. I didn't get all the details of it, but, you know, those type of aspirations. Most will never achieve. In this case, they won't achieve these either. But, you know, it's their goal. It's a dumb goal, and it hurts a lot of people along the way, by the way, but it's a goal. Now, the one that I really just have to laugh at, and I'm laughing at that one, but I also have to laugh at the whole affordable Denver. Okay. Newsflash. All of you listening already know this, but newsflash for Mike. When you live in a landlocked area like we have here, or like coastal cities have where there's an ocean that locks them in, we happen to have these big things that rise up out of the ground just to the west of us called the Rocky Mountains. It landlocks us. It's already landlocked to the west. Very few properties And, you know, until you start heading up into the foothills, very few pieces of land left to build anything on. Houses, commercial space, you name it. There's some area, but not much. Most of the building in this area is happening either out by DAA, way north, and typically northeast, east of I-25, I guess. Let me make sure I'm, for those of you transplants that have moved in, my entire lifetime of living in Colorado, some 58 years, and for as long as I could remember, I-25 has been the dividing line in this state. Most everything west of I-25 brings a higher price real estate-wise than east of I-25. Still true to this day, by the way. I-25 is sort of that dividing line through town, just like I-70 has been for years. Now, it's not as much of a dividing line as it used to be, but it still is. And what I mean by that is, for the longest time, if you were north of I-70, property values were higher than it was south of I-70. Why? Because south of I-70 is what I call Lake Hood. Not Lakewood, Lake Hood. That's its nickname. Wheat Ridge, places like that. Which, by the way, are not the same as Arvada and Westminster and so on. Property values and even the type of individuals that live there are not the same. And if I'm stepping on toes, I'm sorry. I'm just giving you the facts of how the city's worked my entire life. Point being, again, this is another goal that's unachievable. You will not make Denver affordable. Not for everybody. You might be able to make it affordable for the some, but you're never going to make it affordable for everyone. Why? Because of what I just said. Even the surrounding areas around Denver are already at a point where not everyone can live here. In fact, some people are leaving because they know they can cash out, go someplace else that's a lot less expensive and a lot less headache than living here. And that's what they do. And some would say, well, yeah, that's exactly what they should do. Well, you know what? To each his own. I'm not going to go that far and say that. You know, I still live here and I want to live here and I will live here for as long as I want. Will there be a point in time with me to where I cash out and go somewhere else? I have no idea. Not there yet. But Denver will continue to appreciate. Let me rephrase that. Denver and the surrounding areas will continue to appreciate no matter who is governor or mayor. Against their will, those areas will appreciate. There's nothing you can do about it. Again, it's like a coastal area. I can pick any of the coastal areas in California, for example. You know, just go up and down the coast. And those areas that are right on the ocean especially are worth the most money. It's always been that way, and it always will be. Same is true for us in the Denver metro area. So for a mayor to come in and say, you know, I've got a goal to make affordable, you know, Denver affordable, fat chance, Mike. Not happening. If we ever get a chance to interview Mike on air and on the program, I will definitely do it, and I will be nice. And maybe we can reach out to him and even have him come on. I would be fine with that, and I will be nice. Now, one of the things that he has said, I'm not reading, this is going off of what Charlie has told me, because, again, he followed these races closely. His plan is to end homelessness in a year. Right, Charlie? That's his goal. End homelessness in Denver in a year. Again, lofty goal, unattainable. Well, let me rephrase that. Unattainable in the way he wants to do it. His goal is to basically put every homeless person in a tiny house. Not going to happen, folks. And even if you do that, that won't end homelessness. They'll just be homeless in a tiny house. There'll be a homeless tiny house, I guess, Charlie. Or a tiny homeless house. I don't know how you would say that, but again, it's not going to happen. You're not going to end homelessness in Denver. Now, can you deal with homelessness better than we have? Absolutely you can. Side note. Why are every single homeless camp, is every single homeless camp I see a filthy, dirty pigsty? Charlie, can you answer that? Because they are. They are the filthiest, most disgusting places I've ever been past probably in my life. I've been to third world countries that are cleaner than some of these homeless camps. And I am not exaggerating when I say that. We have several camps around the station here where I'm at. And there's times where I'll be driving home. And the other day I'm driving down Peoria, which is the ramp on ramp to get onto 225 heading back west. Onto 225. And if some of you that are out there know the area, there has been, off and on, a homeless camp that sets up right next to the ramp as you're going west towards 225. And occasionally the cops will come in. A couple of weeks ago, they came in, sort of cleared it out. And the absolute filth and garbage that is left behind once they leave is, again, it's a third world country type garbage. I'm not exaggerating. Why do we allow that? That's my question for a guy like Mike. Why do we allow that? Are you going to clean that up? If it's putting them in a tiny house going to make them live a cleaner life, or are they going to still live like pigs? Absolute pigs. Pigsties are cleaner than these homeless camps. I'm not exaggerating when I say that. They're absolutely filthy, disgusting scourges on society. Yes, I said that. They are. It's disgusting. And we allow it. In fact, I would go as far as to say we encourage it. We're going to give them injection sites and just encourage the drug abuse that's already there, which, by the way, is the reason why most of them are homeless. We've already determined that through studies and even people like Mike Kaufman going undercover, living as a homeless person and discovering all of that. So I'm not just saying this off the cuff. These are real things that are happening in those areas. So, all right, American National Insurance is next. I'll go into Mike maybe more in the last hour. But American National Insurance, my good friend Paul Leuenberger wants to help you with all of your insurance needs. As Andy always says, you can meet with him face-to-face, talk to him on the phone, whatever you need to do. It's not just a computer that you're dealing with. It's a person that really wants to do what's best for you. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason.
All right, next hour, Mark Smith will join us at the top of the hour, and we're going to talk about some Supreme Court things that are going on that may very well affect each and every one of us. So we'll talk to him as soon as we come back, and then I will share with you the Illuminati invitation that I got here a couple of days ago as well. So stay tuned. Hour 3 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.